This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. As more businesses and facilities reopen in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas, people getting out in public more may or may not choose to wear face masks unless the facility or store they visit requires it. There are all kinds of opinions on the matter. Governor John Bel Edwards recently shared his thoughts on the matter at a COVID-19 update last week.
Some people will assert, well, I have a liberty interest. I shouldn't have to wear a mask if I don't want to. And the question there is, think not so much on what you have a right to do. Think more about what is the right thing to do.
Dr. G.E. Galley is chancellor for LSU Health in Shreveport. He says masks do offer some protection from COVID-19 infection for both the wearer and people nearby.
So if you're covering the nose and the mouth, then two of the largest portals of how this virus can get in are then blocked. And so there is truly a significant amount of protection that's imparted by wearing masks.
And if you look at things from a risk standpoint, Dr. Galley says the percentage of people you may come in contact who may be infected with COVID-19 is something to consider.
Well, my estimation would be around 10%. And when you look at the number of people in the United States, that's a significant number of people.
And not everyone you may encounter who has the coronavirus is equal in terms of potential infection to others. Dr. Galley says there are what are called super shredders, folks who spread more coronavirus than others. For example, Dr. Galley says a man who was asymptomatic without any signs of the disease was tested at LSU Health in Shreveport, and more than 20 billion coronavirus cell particles were discovered in his nasal swab.
So this guy has 20 billion. So you can imagine how many millions of people he could infect if he were to get in a contained area and start sneezing or coughing, or even just talking.
So as for protection, Dr. Galley says that while not perfect, wearing face masks while out in public does provide some defense against getting infected or infecting others with COVID-19. And at the very least, it's being considerate.
But when there's a disease process going on, what would be wrong with helping do the neighborly thing and protecting others?
This is Red River Radio.